the healings and the deliverances, Lord. We appreciate your goodness. We appreciate your faithfulness in our lives. We know we are not faithful, Lord, but you alone are faithful. Demons tremble at your presence. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything about you is great. Demons tremble at your presence. What a mighty God we serve.
Thank you. are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
Everything.
Everything about you is great.
Someone lift your voice. You are great.
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 You are great. You are great.
Say you are great.
You are great.
Hallelujah. Say, everything about you is great. Everything about Jesus is great. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. One thing you should never confuse. Satan comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ comes to set you free and give you abundant life in your spirit, soul, and body. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? If you believe that, give thanks to Jesus right now before we pray. If you believe that, begin to give thanks to Jesus before we pray. Hallelujah. You have been suffering for so long. Some destiny had been tied down in bondage for so long. You have been looking for rescue to the south, to the east, to the north, to the west. But little did you ever know that someone is watching you. Someone is on his way to you to deliver you, to set you free. His name is Jesus Christ. All I know, the Son of Man is about to move in our midst. And the Bible says when he does, healing, salvation, deliverance are just like breathing. I'm happy for you, for the way out has come for you. I say I'm happy for you, for liberation has come for you today. Are you ready? Are you ready? The man of God, Prophet T.B. Joshua, says, listen, there is something we need to know before you pray. Prayer is an acknowledgement that there is a superior realm that controls both visible and invisible worlds. Prayer means to take hold of God by faith, and Jesus is the head of the unseen community. Do you believe that? Do you believe he's alive? Do you believe he's next to you, by your side, ready to set you free? Do you believe that? Give thanks to God for that if you believe. Brethren, faith is the unshakable confidence in the reality of the yet unseen world. Faith is the unshakable confidence in the reality of God's power and majesty and love for you. Do you believe that? If you believe that, a smile will enlighten your face. Because your salvation has come. Because your liberation has come. In the name of Jesus. Brethren, Jesus Christ of Nazareth has come to put an end to your past and to give birth to your future. There was a man suffering of bondage for 38 years at the pool of Bethesda. He has lost confidence in man. Little did he ever know that someone was on his way to you. When everything seems to be hopeless, Jesus cares because Jesus sees. He knows you by name. Therefore, now your responsibility is to log on to that new realm of prayer. Are you ready? Because Jesus is here to support your position. If Jesus is with you, who can be against you? Can Satan? Can sickness? Can disease? Oh, your victory has come. Say, my victory has come. My victory is assured. It is certain because Jesus is the surety of every God's word. Jesus has conquered the devil for you. Jesus spoke the word of faith to the devil in the wilderness, and Satan became demoralized and paralyzed. Thus, the Lord has given to you and me the battle plan to defeat the devil. Today, you are going to crumble all the stronghold of the devil. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Say power on authority.
Power.
Say neighbor, power on authority.
Power.
Come.
Power.
When you are not standing in your own name. Say neighbor,
neighbor.
I have been given power. By the one who says, today I will give you the key of the kingdom of God.
I have the key
to lock.
I have the key
to open.
The word of God
in the midst of my heart gives me authority in heaven. Say whatever I say here now shall be said in heaven. Whatever I bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. Are you sure?
Yes.
Because we are sure, be aggressive in your prayer. That foolish man will not leave you until you command him to go. Demon goes because we command them to go in the name of Jesus. And they go. They have no alternative than to submit. Right now, viewers all over the world, all those who are suffering from the bondage of iniquity of devil, by the authority in the name of Jesus, by the power of the scriptures that say, come to me, I will give you rest. Open your lips and begin to command every negative spirit. I say every negative spirit. I say any demonic power. Any demonic power operating against your life. Be it in your soul. Be it in your spirit. Be it in your body. Be it in your business. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to command them out. Say out. Say out. Say out. Say out! Say out! Command it to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power in the name of Jesus Christ, speak of God's word, believing he will bring it to pass. That demon, that familiar spirit that has been tying down your destiny, that ancestral spirit, that idol of the family, that demon, today in the name of Jesus, command it to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Command them out, command them out, command them out. Say, you unclean spirit, you unclean spirit, you unclean spirit, anywhere you are in this body, I command you in the name of Jesus. Come out, 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 come out. Command it to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Command that demon to come out. No hiding place. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Command that unclean spirit. Command that demonic activity to be cast out, to be removed in the name of Jesus. Command it to come out. Command it to come out in the name of Jesus. Any negative spirit, ancestral spirit, any spirit that comes through your life, through the sin of your ancestors, begin to rebuke it out in the name of Jesus. Ask Jesus Christ to cancel every negative thing that comes to your life before you are born. Ask Jesus to break every ancestral yoke, every yoke, every inherited yoke, inherited curses in your life. Be canceled, be canceled, be removed, be removed, be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. You demon, you unclean spirit, I call you by your name. In the name of Jesus, come out, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to rebuke them out. Rebuke that demon out. Rebuke that spirit out. Rebuke it out. Rebuke it out. Rebuke it out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Watch the screen. There is war in the kingdom of darkness. As the mass prayer is going on, those who have contrary spirit, negative powers from the kingdom of darkness are being exposed.
Command that demon to come out of your life. Open your lips. Open your lips. Say, you unclean spirit. Say, you unclean spirit. You are unclean. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Rebuke them. Rebuke them. Curse them. Curse that demon. Curse that demon. Curse that demon. Curse
curse them, curse them, curse them, curse them out of your life. Curse them out of your business. Curse them out of your family. Curse them out of your life. Curse them out, 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 out in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your lips. Open your lips. There is power in your mouth. That belief in your heart will release by faith. Command that demon out. Command that spirit to come out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Command that demonic influence in your life, caging your life. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, come out, come out. Jesus Christ.
Where is the screen? You can see right there on the floor the woman vomiting poisonous substance. And the mass prayer is going on. This has been poisonous substance that have been in her system for quite a number of time now that have been tormenting her life. As the mass prayer is going on, see what is happening. Whatever Satan has planted in your life, as you continue to pray in spirit, Jesus Christ is going to use this medium of mass prayer to flush them out. Continue to pray in the name of Jesus.
Continue to pray and see what is happening. Remember, everything that is happening here is being affected by the Holy Spirit. The prayer you are hearing now is being affected by the Holy Spirit. That is why you see sicknesses, diseases coming out in the form of blood substance and poisonous substances. Watch your screen and be in an attitude of prayer. Open your eyes as you continue to pray and see the manifestation of the power of God right now happening.
Continue to command that demon out of your life. Command him out right now. Say, you demon, come out right now. Come out right now. Continue to command that demon out. Say, you demon, come out right now. Command it in the name of Jesus Christ. Command it in the name of Jesus Christ. Command that devil out in the name of Jesus Christ. By the authority in the name of Jesus Christ, command him out. Command him out right now. Command him out. Say, you demon, come out of my life. Come out of my marriage. Come out of my future. Continue to command that demon out. Command him out right now. Command him out in the name of Jesus Christ. Command that demon out. Command him out. You have given the power and the authority to command him out. Command him out in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to command him out.
Continue to watch the screen of your television. See what is happening at the mention of the name of Jesus Christ. See what somebody has just vomited. This is poisonous substances that has been the cause of sickness, been the cause of pain and disease in the lives of the man. Watch the screen of your television and see what is happening right now. You can see what that woman is vomiting. Ordinarily, this cannot come out of her. Only by the power and the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The powers that have forced people to be bowed down in pain, in sickness, in agony, in distress and depression is what the Spirit of God through this mass prayer is exposing. See what the people are vomiting on the floor. Remember, these are not just ordinary substances. They are poisonous substances that demons, Satan, and his agents have planted in the lives of these people that cause them pain, discomfort. And right now, Jesus Christ is flushing them out in his holy name, Jesus Christ. Continue to watch and pray anywhere you are. Distance is not a barrier.
In Jesus' name. Listen, in the book of Luke 4, our Lord Jesus Christ rebuked the demon in the man's life. He said, be quiet and come out of him. And he came out of him without hurt. We need to recognize our enemy for hateful and ugly spirit he is. It's because of the sorrow, affliction, fear, failure, disappointment you are facing. The Bible says Satan is our adversary. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Demons are behind godless activities and deceptive spirits you are seeing around the world today. It causes people's marriage. It causes people to do unshameful hurt. So right now, you need to get aggressive at him. When I say aggressive, get angry at him. What did I say? Get angry at him. Viewers all around the world, it is time to take your place in the believer's authority and command that devil heart of your life. Are you ready? Yes. Are you ready? Yes. Because you have been given that authority. So command that devil out of your life with aggressiveness and say, you demon, you demon, anywhere you are, anywhere you are, anywhere you are, I command you by the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, 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 out. Continue to command that devil out of your life. Continue to command him out. Continue to command him in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demonic influences in your life, in your businesses, in your finances, in your family, in your destiny, command that demon out. Command him out right now. Tell you lose your grip upon me. Lose your grip. Lose your grip. Lose your grip. Lose your grip right now. Any chain of devil tormenting your life. Any shame of devil. Any chain of devil tormenting your marriage. Troubling your future. Command him out right now. Command him out right now in the name of Jesus. You have been given that authority in the name of Jesus to command him out. Command him out right now.
Continue to pray as you pray. Watch the screen.
What you're seeing on the screen of your television are poisonous substances that people have eaten from the table of the enemy. These are substances that people ate in their dreams that have been the cause of pain, been the cause of discomfort in their lives. See, as God Almighty is flushing them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to join in the prayer and ask God Almighty to flush out whatever you have eaten from the table of the enemy in Jesus' name.
Relationship with God. Command him right now and begin to break that chain out of your life, out of your life. Continue to break that chain. Chain of devil, any demonic influences, any demonic power over you, continue to break it right now. Anywhere they are, anywhere they are in this auditorium, command them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Command them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, out, 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 out. Command them out in the name of Jesus.
Watch the screen. See what is happening. As the mass prayer is going on, many things have been planted and hidden in the life of people that have been causing them pain, discomfort, sickness, and disease. The very poison that Satan has planted in their lives are being flushed out in the name of Jesus. Watch the screen of your television set and see what is happening. Many people are vomiting out what Satan has planted in their lives. Continue to watch. As you see these people being set free, remember you'll be set free. As you see these people vomiting out the poisonous substances in their systems, remember your sickness and disease cannot hide from the power of God.
Continue right now. Continue to rebuke those negative spirits. Those negative spirits standing against your life, standing against your destiny, standing against your family. Continue to rebuke them right now. Rebuke them right now. Rebuke them right now. Rebuke them right now. In whichever departments of your life those negative spirits are operating, be it your family, be it your health, be it your business, be it your career, enough is enough. Rebuke those spirits right now. Rebuke them. Rebuke them. Rebuke them. Rebuke them. Rebuke them. Open your lips with faith in your hearts and continue to rebuke those spirits.
Viewers all over the world, continue to watch the screen of your television. See the people vomiting blood and other poisonous substances from their system. As you watch the screen of your television, touch the screen. As distance is no barrier to the move of the Holy Spirit. Watch the people vomiting out substances, the cause of sickness and disease in their body.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. For too long have you been in that cage. Your business has been caged. Your family has been caged. Your career has been caged. Enough is enough. You cannot afford to come to the arena of liberty and leave the same way. Say enough is enough. Right now, every cage of generational curses, I say, be opened in Jesus' name. Be opened in Jesus' name. Be opened in Jesus' name. Right now, begin to open that cage of generational curses. That cage of generational curses. It could be sickness in your family. It could be limitation in progress. It could be backwardness. Whatever cage of generational curses in your life, begin to open it right now and walk out. Open it right now and walk out. You must be free today. Your family must be free today. You must rewrite the history of your family today. You must rewrite the history of your family today. That curse must be broken. That curse must be broken. That generational curse must be broken. Every cage right now of generational curses, begin to open it and walk into freedom. 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 You know what you've been facing in your family. You know that cycle of life, that cycle of poverty, that cycle of setback, that cycle of disappointments. Today is your day. It must be broken. Continue right now to open that cage and walk out. Be released from that cage. Be released from that cage. Be released from that cage.
Continue to watch the screen of your television. You can see people vomiting out poisonous substances and blood substances. These are sicknesses that Satan has afflicted them with. And by the grace of God, as the mass prayer is going on, you can see that woman. All that is happening to her is not of her will. The Holy Spirit has affected her body, and therefore, every sickness is coming out because they have been commanded to do so in Jesus' name.
Who are you in her feet? Who are you? Say what? Who are you in her?
Queen.
You are a queen. Why are you say a queen?
Queen.
Queen from where? From where? Queen from where?
The world.
Not the world. Okay, don't want to ask. Not the world.
Destroy her.
How do you destroy her? You destroy her. How?
In every way.
How do you destroy her? Explain. How do you destroy her? How?
What do you use that for? What do you use that for?
She's gone. She's gone. She's gone.
Viewers, continue to watch the screen of your television. See what someone has just vomited right now. You can see.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the powerful name of Jesus Christ. anywhere these evil spirits are operating in your system, begin to rebuke them right now. Rebuke them. Be it in your head, be it in your eyes, be it in your hands, be it in your body, anywhere these evil spirits are operating, begin to rebuke them right now. Rebuke them right now. Rebuke them right now. Rebuke them right now. Many of us find ourselves seeing what we don't want to see. We find ourselves saying what we don't want to say. We find ourselves doing what we don't want to do. There is a negative influence. That satanic influence. That demonic influence. Begin to rebuke it right now. Rebuke it. Rebuke it. Rebuke it. Open your lips with faith in your heart and rebuke it right now. Anywhere it is operating in your faculties, through whichever parts of your body that evil spirit, that unclean spirit, that familiar spirit is operating, begin to rebuke it right now. Be it in your eyes, be it in your ears, be it in your head, be it in your hands, anywhere those evil spirits are operating, begin to rebuke them right now. Rebuke them right now. Rebuke them right now. Rebuke them right now. Rebuke them right now.
Watch the screen of your television and see what people are vomiting out as the chains of sicknesses, chains of diseases are being broken in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere you are, continue to use your faith to put a demand on the anointing of God present here at the Arena of Liberty and the Synagogue Church of All Nations. Remember that what you're seeing on the screen of your television have been the cause of pain, the cause of discomfort for many years in the lives of these people. And at the mention of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's name, you can see them vomiting it out by the power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ.
To know God's presence is to know God's power. Power to heal, power to deliver, power to cast out demons. It's what you're witnessing right here at the Synagogue Church of All Nations as the mass prayer is going on. Viewers all over the world, anywhere you are, distance is not the barrier to the move of the anointing and power of God. In your house, in your home, in the hospital, anywhere you are, you cannot escape the power and anointing of God. Whatever Satan has planted in your life for so long that has destroyed your health, causing you pain, causing you discomfort, will be flushed out as you kill in faith. As this mass prayer is going on, continue to pray in your heart. Distance is not a barrier.
Continue to pray. Whatever you must have eaten from the table of the enemy, be flushed out in the name of Jesus. 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 Be flushed out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. In Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to 13, Jesus came into the temple and saw a woman. That woman was paralyzed, bound. She couldn't talk. She couldn't walk. Jesus looked at her and said, "Woman, you are free." And immediately the evil spirit left her and she was healed. Say, Jesus sent forth his word and set her free. Say, Jesus, send forth your word and set me free. We are here sent by the man of God, Prophet T.B. Joshua, to speak God's healing words to your spirit, to your soul, to your body. Do you believe? Do you believe? Are you ready? Are you ready? Whatever sickness, whatever disease, whatever infirmity troubling your life, in your spirit, in your soul, in your body, I command it out in the name of Jesus. Say, you sickness, anywhere you are, in my body, I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of my body. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Command that sickness, command that disease, be it in your blood, be it in your fluid, be it in your muscles, in your tendon, in your nerves, in your brain. Whatever sickness, no sickness Jesus cannot heal. Command that that sickness to come out of your life in the name of Jesus. Command that disease to come out of your life. Command it out. Command it out. Command it to come out. Command it to come out. Be it cancer, command it to come out. Be it hypertension, diabetes, command it to come out. Name that sickness in the name of Jesus. Command it out. Command it out. Command it out. Command that sickness to come out. Command that disease to come out. Command it out in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus Christ, begin to flush out every sickness, every disease in your body to come out. To come out. Say out. Say out. Place your hand. Place your hand by faith. Where you are sickness, place that hand. Command that sickness. Say out. Say out. Say out. Say out. Say out. Say out. Command that sickness to come out. Command it out. Command it out. Rebuke that sickness. Rebuke that disease. Viewers all over the world. All the souls who are suffering under the yoke of sickness, that yoke, break it in the name of Jesus. Break that yoke. Break that yoke. Break that yoke. Ask Jesus to break that yoke of sickness in your life. Break that yoke in the name of Jesus. Command that sickness to come out. Command that sickness to come out. Command it out. Command it out. Command it out. Command it out. Continue to flush that sickness out by the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Command that sickness to come out. Remember, by his stripes you are healed. Command it out. Command that sickness to come out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Continue to watch the screen of your television as you see the manifestation of God's power right here in the premises of the Synagogue Church of All Nations. Remember, the same can happen in the comfort of your homes. Viewers all over the world, continue to touch the screen of your television and pray alongside with the evangelist as they offer spirit-filled prayers.
Command that sickness to come out. Command that sickness in your body, in your fluid, in your tendon. Command it out. Command it out. Command it out. Say you sickness. Say you disease. Anywhere you are in my body, you are a stranger. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of my body. Come out of my system. Come out of my blood. Come out of my muscle. Come out of my bones. Come out. 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 Command it to come out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Viewers, continue to watch the screen of your television. See what is happening. At the mention of the name of Jesus Christ, see what people are vomiting out in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I want to encourage you that what you're watching right now can also take place anywhere you are. Distance is not a barrier to the power of God present here at the Synagogue Church of All Nations. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is everywhere present. Wherever you are, all you need to do is connect with us by faith. And you can also experience this healing, this deliverance in your life in Jesus' name.
Continue to pray. Viewers, you're connected to us in spirit. Command that sickness, that disease. Command that sickness, that disease that caused hypertension. Command that sickness and disease that weakens your system. Command that sickness. Command that disease to bow down in the name of Jesus. Command it out. Command it to come. Command it to come out. Command it to come out. Command that sickness to come out. Command that disease to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Command it out. Command it out. Out of your body, out of your system, in the name of Jesus Christ. Command that sickness out. Rebuke it out. Rebuke it out. Rebuke it out. Rebuke that sickness out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Watch your screen and see what is happening all over the church auditorium. And I believe the same thing is happening to viewers all over the world. As the evangelist sent by Prophet TB Joshua offering the mass prayer, you can see the deliverance taking place in the lives of the people to tell you that what's spoken in harmony with God's word works wonders. And that is a wonder we are seeing in the lives of the people. Everything that they have eaten on the table of the enemy that has caused them disease, sickness in their fluid, bones, tendons are being uprooted through the powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Remember that there's no other name through which the diseased body can be healed except the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The only name through which, in which all power in heaven and on earth has been invested. Continue to watch what is happening. And we know that as we're seeing this thing happening in the lives of the people, your faith is being lifted up. That whatever whatever your situation may be, that you will not go home the same today, that your problem will not escape the anointing of God, the anointing that heals, the anointing that delivers, and the anointing that breaks the yoke.
Continue to pray, continue to pray. Any inherited sickness, any inherited curse operating in your family, being cancer, being stroke, whatever it is, command it out. Break that yoke in the name of Jesus. Break that yoke of sickness. Lose yourself from that sickness, inherited sickness. Break it. Break it. Break that chain of inherited curses. Break that chain of inherited sickness in your family. Break that chain. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break the yoke of that sickness in the name of Jesus Christ. Break it. 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 Every yoke of sickness and disease in your family, in your home, be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Break that yoke. Break that yoke. Break that yoke in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Continue to break that yoke. That yoke of sickness, whatever you might have hidden on the table of the enemy, continue to command them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Command that sickness out of your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you might have hidden on the table of the enemy, whatever you might have hidden on the table of the enemy, continue to command them out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Watch the screen and see the poisonous substances that are vomited by the woman in question. These are not just ordinary substances. They are things that have been planted by Satan to torment her life. And as the mass prayer is going on, she prayed in faith, and by the special grace of God, she has vomited all these things out. And right now, by the grace of God, she is set free. What is your own poison? What is causing you discomfort? What is causing you pain? Distance is not a barrier. All you just need to do is to use your own faith to put a demand on the anointing that is available.
In Jesus' name. Amen. The book of Matthew 9:35. Our Lord Jesus Christ moved through towns and villages, proclaiming the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and healing every sickness. As it was, so it is. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is with you, just as it was with the woman with the issue of blood. He is with you, just as it was with blind Bartimaeus. So right now, command that sickness, that generational sickness in your family, command your house in the name of Jesus Christ. That sickness, be it hypertension, be it cancer, be it HIV, continue to command them out and say, be flushed out in the name of Jesus. Be flushed out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be flushed out in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to flush it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to command them out. Flush it out in the name of Jesus Christ. That sickness, that infirmity in your blood, in your flu, in your tendon, command it out. Command it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you must have hidden from the table of the enemy that is causing you hypertension, that is causing you fibroid, that is causing you HIV, whatever sickness, right now, say out, 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 out. Continue to flush them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Body, flush them out right now, flush them out right now, and command it out in the name. name of Jesus Christ. Command it out in the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Flush that sickness out of your body right now. Flush it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, be flushed out. Be flushed out. Be flushed out right now. Flush it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Flush it out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Flush it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Command that sickness out of you. Command it out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Viewers all over the world, continue to watch your screen as different substances, different poisonous substances have been vomited. The root cause of problems, the root cause of sickness and diseases in the life of people have been exposed as the evangelists go about ministering prayer with the authority of the name of Jesus at their command. Viewers all over the world, touch the screen and pray along. Remember, distance is no barrier to the move of the Holy Spirit.
Place your hand anywhere you are having that problem. Place your hand right now. Remember that your hand are blessed. Place your hand. Your hand are anointed. Believe in your heart. Confess it with your mouth. Place your hand anywhere you are having that sickness and say, come out. Be it cancer, be it HIV, be it hypertension. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, out in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, place your hand. Place your hand anywhere you're having that sickness and command that sickness out of you in the name of Jesus. Command it out in your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Command it out in the name of Jesus Christ and say, out in the name of Jesus. Out, 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 out. Command it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Command it out.
Continue to pray. And as you pray, continue to watch the screen of your television and see the manifestation that is happening through the medium of the mass prayer that is being offered by the evangelists. Remember, they ask you to continue to pray and command out everything that is not of God in your life. Command it out. As they pray, open your eyes and watch your screen. Be in an attitude of prayer, be in an attitude of faith, and receive in Jesus' name.
Command that sickness out of your body. Be it hypertension. Command it out right now. Any generational curses that is causing sickness in your family, command it out right now. Say, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Command that sickness out. Today is your day of healing. Today is your day of deliverance. So right now, continue to command that sickness out of your body. Command it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Command it out. Command it out. Command it out in the name of Jesus Christ. And say, be flushed out. Anywhere you are, in part of my body, command it out and say, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. There's no hiding place for that sickness. Command it out in the name of Jesus.
Viewers all over the world, as you continue to pray, don't forget that Prophet TV Joshua himself will soon be in our midst to offer viewers prayer that will guide you throughout the week. So please don't forget to call your neighbors, call everybody around you to watch Emmanuel TV. Continue to pray expectantly. Very soon, Prophet TV Joshua will be in our midst, live on Emmanuel TV, praying for you viewers.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Once again, we need to be aggressive in our prayers. Remember, that sickness you are facing is not just ordinary. It is an unclean spirit that is behind it. And here in the house of God, that demon, that darkness behind your situation must be dealt with. Are you ready? Are you ready? Say after me, you familiar spirits. You familiar spirits. You are the cause of sickness. You are the cause of disease. You are the cause of pain. You are the cause of pain. Right now, in the the name of Jesus, I command you, I command you, I command you to leave and never return, to leave and never return, to leave and never return. Continue to pray right now. Pray, 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 pray. That unclean spirit, that familiar spirit causing you sickness, causing you disease, causing you pain, it must leave today and never return. Go with your affliction. Go with your pain. Go with your disappointments. Go with your setback. Go with your poverty. Go with your pain. Leave, leave, and never return. Continue to pray right now. Pray. You know that sickness you are facing. You know that trouble in your health. You know that poison in your system. You cannot come here and remain the same. It must go today. The unclean spirit behind your sickness, behind your disease, behind your affliction must leave today. Continue to pray right now. Open your lips with faith in your heart. Viewers all over the world, those under the influence of our words, don't just be a spectator. Partake in this prayer right now. Touch the screens of your television. Touch anywhere you are having that pain and receive your own freedom. Receive your own healing. Receive your own deliverance. Continue to pray right now. The anointing is available. The anointing to heal, the anointing to liberate, the anointing to set free is in the house. Continue to pray.
Viewers, continue to watch the screen of your television. What you're seeing people vomit out right now in the name of Jesus Christ is a clear proof that the atmosphere right now is saturated by the power of God. Viewers, anywhere you are, you too can be a partaker of this divine healing, this divine deliverance that you're watching on the screen of your television right now. All you need to do is connect with us by faith. Open your heart to God's word, open your heart to God's faith, and this healing, this blessing will also take place in your life anywhere you are in Jesus' name.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the Bible, we read that Jesus Christ stood on the boats in the midst of the storm and commanded calmness. I don't know what storm you are facing in your life, but today there must be calmness. I said today there must be calmness. Right now, every wind and wave in your life, begin to command calmness, 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 calmness. Begin to command calmness right now. Every wind, every wave, every storm in your life, begin to command calmness, calmness, calmness. Let your health be, there be calmness in your health. Let there be calmness in your business. Let there be calmness in your career. Let there be calmness in your destiny. Just as Jesus Christ stood on the boats and commanded the winds and waves to be still, stand in the midst of your life today and command calmness to every department of your life threatened by storms, winds, and waves. It could be in your health, that sickness, that disease. Command calmness right now. Let there be calmness in the name of Jesus. Let there be calmness in the name of Jesus. Let there be calmness in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray right now. Open your lips with faith in your heart. Stand in the midst of the storms in your life and by faith decree and declare calmness. Decree and declare calmness. Decree and declare calmness. Continue to pray right now. Continue to pray.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. His will for you is to bless you. Amen. His will is to bless you. Amen. for you to prosper, spirit, soul, and body. He said in the book of Jeremiah, my thoughts for you is thoughts of healing, blessing, and deliverance. Say, God's promises are true for my life. His promise for me is to be blessed in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Are you ready? There is a giant that we need to conquer today. That mountain that stands between you and God's promises. In many families, you see, when you reach a certain level, they cannot move on. By the time you move to a certain level, you fall down. Rise and fall, rise and fall. At the point of breakthrough, they experience certain sign in a dream. Next day, disappointment, disappointment, disappointment. But today, in the name of Jesus, the history of your life will be rewritten. Say today, the Lord Jesus, who encountered Simon Peter in the midst of disappointment and changed his life, will do it for me. Jesus is alive. Say today, you mountain that stands between me and God's promises, I command you in the name of Jesus, give way, give way, give way, give way, be cast out right now. Command every spirit of poverty and hardship hindering your life, hindering your movement, uproot it in the name of Jesus. Uproot that mountain in the name of Jesus. Whatever chain Satan must have used to connect your business, to connect your life to failure, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever area of your life, spiritual life, physical life, emotional life, life of your business, in your home, that has been tied down, be loose in the name of Jesus. Be loose in the name of Jesus. Be loose in the name of Jesus. Break that chain. Break that chain. Say, whatever chain Satan must have used to connect me to himself, to connect my business to failure and setback, to connect my health to sickness, break that chain. Break it in the name of Jesus Christ. Break that chain. Break that chain. Break that chain. Break that chain. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the spoken word, break that chain and loose yourself. Break that chain and loose yourself in the name of Jesus. Break that chain. Loose your business. Loose it in the name of Jesus. In which area your business was tied down, loose it in the name of Jesus. Loose it in the name of Jesus. Loose it, loose it, loose it, loose it. Break that chain. Break it, break it, break it. Poverty is not your portion. By the blood of Jesus, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, let that mountain be crumbled, be crumbled, be crumbled. Pull down that mountain. Pull it down in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your lips and rebuke it out.
In Jesus Christ's name. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Before I pray with viewers at home, wherever they are, I want you to give thanks to God for holding your hand as you walk through your challenges. Yeah. Give thanks to Him, give thanks to Him. Give thanks to God for holding your hand as I'm walking through my challenges, my situation. Whatever challenges you have, give thanks to God. Give thanks to Him. He's holding your hand as you are passing through your challenges. Give thanks to Him, give thanks to Him, give thanks to Him, give thanks to Him. Give thanks to Him, give thanks to Him, give thanks to Him, give thanks to Him. Give thanks to Him, give thanks to Him, give thanks to Him.
Rendez grâce à Dieu, que vous soyez, rendez grâce à Dieu, rendez grâce à Dieu.
Give thanks to Him, give thanks to Him, give thanks to Him. The Lord is good. all the time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me sum it up. If there's anyone here that his or her faith is not enough to get him what he wants, receive in the name of Jesus. Because it is not enough to believe. It's not just enough to believe. Because belief, our belief is released by faith out of our heart, out of our mouth. If you say, I believe, it's not enough. It's not just enough to just believe. Because the belief in our heart is released by faith. You must add faith. You must add faith to receive that promise of God. Receive in the name of Jesus. Don't forget, I'm here to pray for the viewers. But I will not leave you. Charity begin at home. Receive in the name of Jesus.
Receive in the name of Jesus.
What can be your challenges? Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is a man here that you don't need to go home the way you came here. Because I can see you are still struggling and struggling. I release you in the name of Jesus. I release your head in the name of
Jesus.
Of the chain, come out of the cage, come out of prison. I say, come out, say my business out of the cage, my career, out of the cage, my life, out of the cage, out of the cage. I can hear you. I can hear you.
Sort de la cage.
I can hear you.
Sort de la cage.
I can hear you. I can hear you. If there is any life that has still in the cage, in the prison, any life, any business, any career, be released in the name of Jesus. That disease in your stomach, that disease in your muscle, that sickness in your blood, that sickness in your kidney, that sickness in your liver, I say out. Push it out in the name of Jesus. Open your lips and begin to command the sickness. Command them out. Command them out, command them out. I say you sickness.
To a melody.
Command them out, command them out, command them out, command them out.
Command la maladie de sortir dans le nom de Jésus.
Watch the screen and see what is happening.
In the name of Jesus, any disease in your blood, I say purge it out. I say be purged out. I say out. I said
disease in your organ. Disease in your organ. In your body. In your muscles. In your kidneys. I say, ow! I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. Say in the name of Jesus. Ow! I command. In the name of Jesus, you fibroid. In the name of Jesus, I command you. You kidney, disease. In the kidney, disease. In the liver, disease. In the brain, in the blood. Commandement.
Ordre la semaine de sortie. Ordonne toute maladie dans ton sang, dans tes reins, dans tes foies de sortir.
The screen of your television set. See people vomiting poisonous substances. As Prophet TB Joshua is offering mass prayer, see what is happening. The kingdom of darkness is in trouble and people are vomiting out poisonous substances in their system.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us carry the words along. We wash all over the world.
Et les spectateurs?
Just a little exhortation. Listen, listen to me. We are looking for happiness, not created one. The beauty of life does not depend on how happy you are, but on how happy others can be because of you. Tell your neighbor, the beauty,
la beauté
of life,
de la vie,
does not depend,
ne dépend pas,
on how happy you are,
de combien heureux vous êtes,
but on how happy others can be,
mais de combien les autres peuvent l'être,
because of you,
à cause de vous.
What have you done to make your neighbor happy today? Ask your neighbor, what have you done today?
Qu'as-tu fait aujourd'hui?
To make your neighbor,
pour rendre ton prochain,
to make people around you happy.
Heureux.
Ask your neighbor.
Dis à ton voisin qu'est-ce que ça fait aujourd'hui pour rendre ton prochain heureux.
I can hear you. I say, what have you done to make people happy today? To make your neighbor, people around you happy. What have you?
Qu'as-tu fait aujourd'hui pour rendre ton prochain ou les gens autour de toi heureux?
Someone needs something you possess. It may be your love. It may be your smile. Genuine, not this kind of fake smile everywhere. You see people smile to you, it's not from their heart. I mean genuine smile. Someone needs something you possess. It may be your smile, it may be your love, it may be your money. You can say, hey, I'm poor. You say you are poor. You will be surprised to see people poorer than you. It may be surprise you to see someone poorer than you are. There are always greater and lesser persons than we are. If you cannot share with people with little you have, you will not be able to share with much. Tell your neighbor, if you cannot share with the little you have, you will not be able to share with much.
is concerning about how we manage the little we have, this will make him to decide whether to promote you or not. God is watching. Oh my God, look at this one. Say it has little. It's looking at you, how you manage them, just little you have. You poor, you say you poor, God is concerned about you. His manage is looking at how you manage that little. Why is concerned? It's concerned to know whether to promote you or not. How you manage the little will determine whether to promote you or not. Someone is in need of what you have. Share with them. That will bring promotion. You want to be promoted? Share with them. Tell your neighbor, you want to be promoted? Share with little you have. The little you have, share with others. Tell your neighbor, you want to be promoted?
Tu veux être promu?
Share the little you have.
Partage le peu que tu as.
With others.
Avec les autres.
You will be promoted.
Et tu seras promu.
Viewers.
Téléspectateurs.
Hallelujah. I command healing on you in the name of Jesus.
J'ordonne la guérison au nom de Jésus.
I command healing on you in the name of Jesus.
J'ordonne la guérison sur toi dans le nom de Jésus.
Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus.
Sois délivré dans le nom de Jésus.
Yes. Yes. I see you being delivered. Wherever that sickness in your system, in your body, in your kidney, in your fluid,
dans le flux,
I release you in the name of Jesus.
Je te libère au nom de Jésus.
Be released in the name of Jesus.
Sois libéré dans le nom de Jésus.
Dry bones shall rise again. Whatever curse, generational curse, you are delivered in the name of Jesus.
Tu vas délivrer des malédictions dans le nom de Jésus.
Jesus.
Jésus.
Jesus. Those who know his name will put their trust in him. Begin to put your trust in God.
Mets ta foi en Dieu.
For your healing.
Pour ta guérison.
For your deliverance.
Pour ta délivrance.
For your blessing.
Pour ta bénédiction.
For your prosperity.
Pour ta prospérité.
Begin to put your trust in him.
Mets ta confiance.
Trust him. Trust him for your belief. Trust him for your healing. Trust him for your deliverance. Trust him for your deliverance. Trust him for your freedom. Begin to trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him for your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever in your system, in your organ, whatever situation you are, I know there are people on the seabed. Never a sickness Jesus cannot heal. You are healed in the name of Jesus.
Tu es guéri dans le nom de Jésus.
You are set free in the name of Jesus.
Tu es libre dans le nom de Jésus.
Don't forget, God's word does not return to him without solution. I can hear healing.
J'entends la guérison.
I can hear deliverance.
J'entends la délivrance.
I can hear prosperity.
J'entends la prospérité.
I can hear blessing.
J'entends la bénédiction.
Breakthrough.
La percée.
When he speaks, he speaks. His word does not return to him. He's not a man. He's not a man. I can hear breakthrough. I can hear healing. I can hear deliverance. In the name of Jesus.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Right now, begin to confess God's word over your situation.
Confesse la parole de Dieu.
Over your situation. Over your situation.
Dans ta situation.
I'm here. I'm delivered. Defeat and failure are things of the past.
La défaite et l'échec
Defeat and failure are things of the past.
Appartient au passé.
I'm healed.
Je suis guéri.
I'm delivered.
Je suis délivré.
Jesus is my deliverer. Jesus is my healer. Defeat and failure are things of the past.
L'échec.
I am shame. Jesus is my savior.
Je suis sauvé.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Begin to thank him for holding you.
En grâce à Dieu.
As you walk through the valley of shadow of death, as you walk through your challenges, as you walk through your situation, thank him for holding my hand.
Merci.
With him.
Merci.
With him. Thank him. Open your lips, open your lips. Begin to thank him for holding my hand. Thank you, Lord, for holding my hand. As I walk through my challenges, as I'm walking through my challenges, my situation, thank you, Lord, for holding my hand. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, begin to rejoice, begin to rejoice. Begin to rejoice, begin to rejoice, begin to rejoice, begin to rejoice. I'm waiting to see you. Hallelujah.
Victory, victory, victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the devil, my child. Oh, yeah, victory, victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the devil,
my child.
Oh, I say victory, victory.
labor, my life is secure. My future is secure. My business is secure. My family is secure. Say, I'm secure from the west, from the north, from the east. Are you secure? Right now, let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with you all now and forever in Jesus' name. God bless you all.
Shall we put our hands together for Jesus?